With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Inaugural festivities taking place this weekend ahead of Monday's swearing-in ceremony. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance are in Washington for weekend events leading up to Inauguration Day, including receptions with guests and cabinet members. On Sunday, Trump is scheduled to participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery before heading to a rally at Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The rally will be followed by a private dinner. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRNNews.com, Julie Walker reports Donald Trump says he most likely will give TikTok a 90-day extension to avoid a U.S. ban.
President-elect Donald Trump says he most likely would give TikTok 90 more days to work out a deal that would allow the app to avoid a U.S. ban. Trump said Saturday in an NBC News interview that he had not decided what to do. The Biden administration said it was up to Trump. TikTok said Friday it would go dark in the U.S. Sunday if the Biden administration did not issue a definitive statement on TikTok following Friday's Supreme Court ruling upholding the ban, which was based on national security concerns. Then Saturday, the U.S. government said TikTok's threat was a stunt and that there was no reason for it to go dark, but instead wait for Trump to take office Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
In an update, TikTok's app was removed from prominent app stores just earlier this evening before a federal law that had banned the popular platform was scheduled to go into effect. Kenya has deployed 217 more troops to Haiti as part of a Kenya-led multinational force to curb gang violence. The forces left Kenya Friday. Kenya first sent officers to Haiti in June, and the total deployment now exceeds 600. This is SRN News. A new report on religious violence in Nigeria, SRN's Michael Harrington.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says authorities across Europe needs to take action against a rise in anti-Semitism. He says it's driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent. Rabbi Menachem Magalin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, points out that some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe with no intention of returning as a result of a rise in anti-Semitic sentiment. The rabbi says 2025 will be a critical year. This is SRN News. Not all the people fighting the LA fires are professionals.
More than 1,000 inmates are fighting the fires that have killed dozens and destroyed thousands of homes. One man serving a 4-year sentence for a drunk driving incident that injured someone says firefighting helps him right the wrongs that I have done. Inmates carry very heavy gear while hiking for hours in rugged terrain. They become firefighters for the chance to cut time off their sentences and at the same time to get outside the prison walls for just a while. Jason Walker reporting.
Preparations have been made for the Gaza ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Mediator Qatar says it will go into effect at 8:30 local time Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a national address yesterday that the country is treating the ceasefire as temporary and retains the right to continue fighting if necessary. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.